Oh, boy,
it's not really coming down.
Hello there.
Hi, Mom.
I
haven't started.
Yeah, I thought I'd better get home before the roads are too bad. You know, they got snow clouds going already.
Oh, there, and you're going to take it through. You look like a snowman. Not the abominable snowman, dear.
Well, I hope not.
I suppose the snow's going to make a mess tomorrow, but it certainly looks beautiful out now.
Well, I've got to
start, Jimmy. You relax and read the paper.
Okay, Mommy. What's the matter? Something wrong here,
Effie? No.
I'm out in
the house of the
room. Oh, okay. Think maybe I'll build a fire in the fireplace.
I don't know, Lieutenant. If you
want
that,
then
sit down.
No, not here. The paper. Did you notice it?
Yeah, the spot.
Oh, well. I thought you noticed it, though. Did you sit on things?
Not a sweat on anything.
No, you. Never mind.
You didn't know what you're talking about.
No, I did not want to start anything. I thought you noticed it, too. It's the only reason I mentioned it.
What are you talking about? Notice what?
Not that I think it means anything necessarily. But there it is. And if I were his wife, I certainly don't think that I would like it. And I would certainly ask how it got there.
Aunt Effie, what in the world are you talking about?
You don't see the lipstick smeared all over his collar?
No. No, I didn't. But I'll certainly go look at it now.
Did you hear him go out again or something? He's not in the living room.
Well, he said he was going in there to read the paper so he'd start a fire in the fireplace.
Oh, well, he probably went outside to get some wood.
What are you going to do?
Just ask him where he got the lipstick on his shirt?
I don't know. Actually, I don't know whether to say anything or not. I mean, but I question Aunt Effie. I mean, if he's got lipstick on his shirt, I'm sure it doesn't mean a thing. Just accident or probably something. And if I ask him about it, then I would both laugh about it.
Well, there's such an idiot. Personally, I don't think you can trust any man on your site.
Oh, well, I don't feel that way. I know there's nothing to this.
Well, I don't think he's out getting wood. I hear somebody walking around upstairs.
Dear?
I'm upstairs. I'll be right down, darling. I'm changing my shirt. I'll be right down.
Well, changing his shirt. Destroying the evidence.
Oh, Aunt Effie. He's got to just put it on a sports shirt so he's more comfortable.
You want it in the kitchen or the dining room?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Dining room. I guess it's dinner.
Well, if you get out of the kitchen instead of standing there, maybe if I could get things ready a lot faster.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's fine. I think maybe I'll go on upstairs and just...
Started the talk today. At lunch, you know, one of us will get a glass that still has a half circle of lipstick around the rim.
Well, that's the fault of the restaurant for not washing it properly.
Yeah, just the same. It's disgusting. And women are always getting lipstick smeared on spoons and forks, and I'll tell you, it just looks awful.
Uh-huh. Well, forgetting all that for the moment.
Now, another thing is really repulsive, and it's the way women finish lunch in a restaurant thing, and they wipe off their old lipstick on the napkin, you know, and then a woman puts on lipstick with her finger, see, and she takes hold of your arm, and you've got a red blob on your coat sleeve, which is how you got it on my sports jacket, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm very sorry. However,
and
that's
a man
not
wears
what...
a white white suit, maybe a white jacket in the summertime, and it's a mess. You know, we go to a club dance, and my white coat is just a mess of different colored red smears. I mean, can a girl dance with you without wiping her face all over your lapels?
Well, maybe you hold them too close.
Women have no respect for the fact that a man likes to look nice, too. I mean, he gets his hair cleaned just right. The girl thinks nothing, just coming along and ruffling it up playfully. But heaven help him if he so much as touches one curl of her permanent.
Yes, well, now, instead of this lecture I'm getting, I would like to know.
No, 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 a girl would just throw herself into a man's lap regardless of the fact that he just had his tooth pressed that day.
What kind of girls do you know, anyhow?
I'm talking about girls in general.
Well, girls in general do not throw themselves on a man's lap, anyhow.
Oh, and another thing, white shoe polish. You know, we go to dinner in the summertime, and if I got on a dark suit, you start playing footsies under the table, and I got white shoe polish all over my pants. Why, I tell you...
It makes you mad.
Yes, it does. It makes me mad. Ah, well, there. Now, I'm all set. Honey, look, does your tie look all right?
Yeah, fine. You're just going to a lodge meeting after dinner, aren't you?
Oh, yes, sure, of course. Well, should we go back downstairs? I'd like to glance at the paper.
Come back here.
Huh?
Don't you want to tell me how you got the lipstick on your collar today? Look, I trust you. I can keep the eye. But Aunt Effie...
Oh, Aunt Effie, that's right. I saw her staring at my collar. So she's the one that's got you all stirred up, huh?
No, but you know, I mean, I'm a little curious myself, and... Well, I mean, I've got to tell Aunt Effie something, you know.
I'm not going to be anything.
Because, you know, I don't want her to think there's anything wrong. I mean, I trust you, but she doesn't, I guess, and you know how she is. Well, I don't care, really. I mean, for goodness sake, just as I told Aunt Effie, I don't want to. But there's nothing stupid.
That is right.
I mean, I know it's true to even make something out of it.
That is right.
I mean, I know all that, but I still want to know who got the lipstick on your shirt.
Isabel Brexler. She's only one of your idiotic women friends who always rushes up at this little darling, some flings her arms around you, use lipstick all over you, so you have to go around the rest of the day flinging.
Oh.
You're so darn mad. You know how that Isabel is.
Oh, I should say I do.
All right, then I trust that you understand.
I do, dear. I do. I understand everything except that Isabel Drexler has been in Venezuela since Christmas and won't be back until June.
Well, I'm
after
the baby. Yes. It's fine, Aunt Effie. I'll get up and
tell you. I don't know what I'm doing. You know, it's just that he's more than lying to me this
morning.
I'm just...
Oh, you should call Miss Isabel Gretchen and see if she is back.
I did. I used the phone upstairs. She's not back.
Mm. And it is awfully trivial. I'm saying that I knew her making something out of nothing, but I knew that... You know, it's all so peculiar and so strange. Why should he lie to me?
I am not lying. Boy, all it's to do over nothing.
I am not speaking to you at the moment.
Yeah, well, I'm speaking to you. Honey, look, will you?
I don't blame her in the slightest.
Now, look, you do me a favor, Aunt Effie. Will you please just stay out of this? I mean, you started it, but let us finish it, huh?
I don't think you should talk to Aunt Effie like that.
What is the matter with everybody? Look, just this stupid, silly, hysterical blonde with that crazy hat on looks like a watcher. It does look like a watcher. Because she flings herself at me, which was not my fault.
Blonde? Oh, you don't mean Isabel Drexler. I'm never going to anybody's name right. Don't you mean Lily Bixler?
Lily Bixler? Oh, yeah, Lily Bixler. Yeah, what did I say? Greg Bixler. Yeah, she's the one. Well, you know, with the crazy hat, always wearing those silly looking...
Yes, I always great. I'm sorry, darling. I am sorry.
Oh, well, forget Bixler. Yeah, that's one. Well, look, forget it. What's the most crazy thing? Look, could you get me some dinner? I got a lodge meeting. Now, step on it.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what he sees in that room.
He doesn't see anything in her, Aunt Effie. Now, you know, just the way Lily acts, and it's not his fault.
Mm.
You know, however, it just occurred to me that I don't even think it's Lily's fault.
Huh?
You know, I did have lipstick on this morning. I just thought. I was going to the market, you remember that?
What do you mean, dear?
I hugged him, and I got lipstick on his shirt one morning, and I thought, well, I just won't tell him. He'll be so hot and mad at me. But I can't remember if that was this morning or not. Good mother, do you suppose after all this, it was my lipstick and all?
Why didn't you ask him when he noticed it?
And if I'm going to drop the subject, believe me, the smart woman is the one who knows when to keep quiet, and this is one of those times.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy!